This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Two people have pleaded guilty after an investigation into the theft and trafficking of Native American artifacts. Confessions and convictions are rare in artifacts cases, so these guilty pleas are considered a major breakthrough, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The confessions are part of plea agreements that recommend minimal jail time for Jeannie and Jerrica Redd, a mother and daughter from Blanding, Utah, where family patriarch James Redd was a prominent doctor. He was also arrested in the June 10th artifacts raid and committed suicide a day later. His widow and daughter now admit they collected and sold ancient Native American artifacts dug up on federal and Indian land. Carly Christensen is prosecuting the case.
We hope this will discourage people from going out onto those lands and stealing, removing, or destroying these really unique and rare artifacts.
Past prosecutions provided little deterrence because they rarely resulted in convictions. This time, federal agents engineered a 2-year sting targeting looters, collectors, and dealers. That's a broader scope than earlier crackdowns, and that pleases Mark Michael of the Archaeological Conservancy.
The only way to bring this under control is to put a dent in the market. As long as the end user feels like they can buy things that have been illegally stolen and get away with it, there's always going to be someone out there to steal it.
The confessions of Jeannie and Jerrica Redd show artifacts digging is more than a local family hobby spanning generations. That's according to David Roberts, author of In Search of the Old Ones, a book about the region's ruins and artifacts.
This is not some sort of harmless Sunday picnic arrowhead hunting. It's a full-scale black market business. It's really organized crime. This goes far beyond being a hobby.
It's especially offensive on the Navajo reservation, where disturbing the graves and artifacts of the ancient ones is taboo. There's outrage there, says Kenneth Maryboy, a Navajo and county commissioner who considered the Reds good friends.
To find out that this has been going on for quite some time, and that's kind of disturbing. You know, they are good people, and it's kind of hard to imagine that they would do such things.
Neither the Reds nor their attorneys will speak to reporters before sentencing in September. Yesterday, federal agents and archaeologists cleared out the Red home in Blanding, Utah, of all remaining artifacts. Howard Berkus, NPR News.